on the line with us, Mike Cherico. He is VP of Floors and More. And Mike, how you doing?
I am terrific, Dave.
In the marketplace, how is that changing?
Well, it's besides the internet, what's happening out there right now, I'll tell you what the biggest thing that people talk about, but I still don't know that everybody understands the value of private brands. I had a dealer, a prospect that I was talking to once, and he said he's getting very frustrated because somebody will bring in a sample or give them a name of a product from another group, and they can't find out what it is to take the deal. And what they didn't know is how much business they were losing because they weren't private branded to go out to someone else where they were losing the deal. I mentioned to them, you don't know what you don't know, and you'd be surprised. People still shop. Look, if you go in, we believe, and we preach this every day, that if you go in and that customer, and you're educating the consumer on the product and why they want the product, and you're spending hours and hours with them, and you give them the education that they can't get from the internet, and you've got them sold on a certain product, there's a certain percent of customers that will take that information, say thank you, and then purely shop price at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
You already did all the hard work.
Yeah, imagine that's, you know, that's happened forever, I guess. You know, it seems to me there used to be a book where you could see if there was a product from Company A and you knew the name, you could see what other names it was being marketed at in the industry. Did they publish something like that anymore?
Well, that would be probably an underground document that I haven't seen. But I do know that if you go online and you pull mill programs out right now, you'll be surprisingly shocked at what happens when you go to pull any name of any product and what you get. And the worst part is, it's not very rarely are they accurate, which just really mucks up the entire industry because they'll go in and you'll say, let me look up this product, and you look at it, and there's some carpet jobber somewhere, could be in Dalton or anywhere, that has this ridiculously low price, and that's not really the price, or it's the low cost or whatever it is, and that's the problem with non-private brand names.
Interesting.
Causes a lot of problems.
Interesting. How did members of your groups do as a general rule in 2018? What kind of growth did they enjoy?
Our group, in our survey, our group was up 7% as a rule, as in retail. This is the pure retail play on it. So we were really happy with that. Now, a lot of them did a little bit more in different categories. Some of them did more in the kitchen and bath space. Some of them did more in the flooring. But we were happy with that. And they also applied some tools and some marketing approaches that helped their business.
I gotcha. Your convention. You had your convention in Las Vegas. It was in Henderson, right next to Las Vegas. Talk about that convention and the turnout and how the whole thing went.
Sure. We have two conventions a year. One is always in Las Vegas. And for the foreseeable future, it's going to be at the Green Valley Ranch. We like to get off the strip if we can, and which is about 12, 15 minutes away. And it's great because we get full concentration of our members. Right now, we had a great, great turnout. And what's interesting to me is there's certainly the lore of Las Vegas, but a lot of our members did not attend Surfaces, and I was surprised because they're already out there. You would think that they would want to, but they did not. But we had a great turnout. We had a great speaker called Richard Turner. They call him a card mechanic. He's actually a blind card mechanic or magician, if you will. And it was a really great speaker with a great message. Our message for this convention was go all in, with the word goal really highlighted. And our whole message to the group was basically about commitment as a general rule. It's a lot of people believe they're fully committed. They're not really committed. They want to be. They think they are, but they're truly not fully committed. So we spent a lot of time talking about that, and all the programs and the new programs that we launched were really related to why you just don't try. Just don't try something and go in with one foot. You got to kind of go in all in, and that's how you get programs to work for you. So we spent a little bit of time on that, as well as some other really exciting launches. Mm-hmm. We had a little fun too. We went on a nice helicopter ride around the Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, cool!
And I think about 80% of the membership did that. Some of them didn't want to go up there, but it was a lot of fun.
I can imagine. You know, it does seem like you were talking about commitment and being all in. It seems like just what's needed to be successful in this business now is a heck of a lot different from what was needed 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, it is. I would agree. Here's a couple. One thing that's happening today is we're getting too many messages and too many options. And we're getting used to trying something for a very short period of time. And if we don't get the results instantaneously, we move over to something else, the new shiny new toy, and we try that. And that doesn't work. And then we try to go back to that. And our message was, stay with something, make it work, tweak it, talk about it, argue about it, debate about it, but make it work. You can't keep going in and out of programs. You've got to really stay with it, and that's how you get things better, and that's how you get things to work. They evolve. Everything evolves. But to go back and try something and then go back, and that's the difference. I remember going back years ago, I don't think we had quite as many distractions as we have today. If you look at your own lives and you look at the multitasking and how many things you do, it's incredible. So to get the commitment, we wanted to kind of really replace or place our focus on the task at hand. Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about interaction among members, and I can – just from going to many of the Big Bob's conventions in the past, it seems like that group, more so than any other group that I've seen, interacted with each other. If somebody had a problem, they, in an instant, call up somebody else and get their take on it. I think that's a real positive.
It is. And we take that very much to heart. We do that at the complete half day, excuse me, our last day, which is, in this case, was Tuesday, and all of Tuesday morning, or a majority of it, we used for best practices. We put everybody in round tables, and we gave a task, and we put some questions out, and they all shared their ideas, and then somebody would come up and present to the entire group. It was a lot of fun, and we gave prizes out, and those kind of things. But those best practices have, for years and years, have always been some of the greatest value in getting people together. And you get moderators, we come in, and you know, we provoke different questions and look for different responses, but we want to know the thing, not only the things that worked that you tried in the past, we want to know the things that didn't work and why.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to share that with each other. And then we write things down, and there's some really strong takeaways after those. But a best practice is probably one of the most valuable things, I think, that you can do.
You know, it seems like any show or meeting in this industry, at least from my viewpoint, one of the prime features that draws retailers to these events is just being able to interact with other retailers. I think that's a really strong aspect of any show, any meeting.
It is. I've done that for years, and then we kind of gotten it away with it in some other companies. I think they just got too big. But I think it is incredibly valuable. They love it, too. You know, when you're sitting there listening to us for a couple days or day and a half, it's not easy. I'd rather be speaking than listening, to be honest with you. But then they get their chance to really talk and rest and really get it out on what it is that they want help with specifically. And one thing that's great in a group is how much members help other members. And I think that's the same in any group. But it's always nice to see where they're willing to give their information. If they want to share a P&L with them, whatever they want, it really works out well.